From KRCB Public Radio, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. California's newly elected legislature is now officially sworn in, and Democrats hold supermajorities in both chambers. But as Ben Adler reports from Sacramento, legislative leaders are making a point of being modest.
I, please state your name.
I do solemnly swear.
The entire Assembly and half the Senate took their oaths yesterday, giving Democrats the power they've long craved, the ability to raise taxes. But voters just did that for them, approving Prop 30 last month. And Senate President Pro Tem Daryl Steinberg says that's enough for now.
I just don't think we should come hurtling out of the gates talking about a bunch of new taxes.
Republicans now hold little, if any, sway at the Capitol. But Assembly Speaker John Perez is assuring GOP lawmakers that their voices are welcome.
I know what it feels like to be excluded. The last thing I want to do as Speaker is exclude anybody else.
The legislature quickly recessed until the new year. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Adler.
It is the largest freshman class since 1966, and of the 39 new California legislators beginning their two-year term, only 10 Republicans counted among them. With Democrats now holding a supermajority, Republicans hope their voices won't be completely lost. The Assembly's top Democrat suggested that wouldn't happen, telling new Republicans that he wants their active participation. Republican freshman Assemblyman Frank Bigelow says he's encouraged by the remarks.
Well, I think the good part is there are a number of Republicans here, and there is good words from the speaker today that says he does want to work together. And I think taking him at his word, that opens the door for many opportunities for success.
Republican leaders say they hope Democrats stick to their words, that they will show restraint in using their supermajority. You can find these and other stories on our news page, krcb.org/news. That's the KRCB California Update. I'm Mark Prell.